Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. New Masechta, Maseches Bikurim here, the first Mishnah. And we start out by saying, what fruits are eligible to be brought as Bikurim? Again, I gave an introduction before, and I hope you listened to it before going to this Mishnah here. Now, this Mishnah's focus will be that since the Torah requires that the Bikurim come from Admascha, your land, so fruit that drew its nourishment from not exclusively your own private property would be disallowed to be brought as Bikurim. And therefore the Mishnah says, Yeshme vin Bikurim Bikurim. There are certain scenarios where a person both brings his first fruits and his Koreh. He recites the passages that are recited upon the bringing of the Bikurim, those two mitzvahs, as I said in the introduction. And then other people are mevian, they do have to bring those first fruits, but velo koren, they're ineligible for making the recitation. And yet others who are v'yesh she'enem mevian, who are simply ineligible for bringing Bikurim altogether. And as the parak goes on, we'll discuss all three of those categories. We start with now the first, elu she'enem mevian. These are the ones who may not, these are the fruits that cannot be brought altogether, meaning these are people who cannot bring their fruits. So it's hanoteil atoch shelo. If a person planted a tree, let's say a grapevine, in his own property, but then vehivrich latoch shel yachid o shel rabim. If you remember Havracha, we had it in Orla, we had it in Kilayim, we had it. It's where you propagate the vine underground and then pull it up at a distance away, and that vine will essentially take root in the ground and sort of can become its own new tree. Even if you detach it from the mother source tree, that new baby tree can grow all to itself after a time. So if you do that, it's called Havracha, if you do that and you have essentially, I'll call them, just to illustrate the point, let's say you take, on your private property, you have a grapevine, you trail that, one of the vines under the ground, and then it comes up into a public path somewhere. So what's happening is that mostly that new, the baby is getting nourishment from the mother's roots, but also nutrients go the other direction as well. There'll be some nourishment coming to the mother from roots that are descending out of the new baby plant in the Rishus Aram, in the public place. And that being the case, the fruits that grow even back on the mother vine are getting some of their nutrients from not Admascha, not your private property, but someone else, but the public's property, or another person's property. And that being the case, since it's not purely yours, you're ineligible to bring fruit on such a vine or tree as Bikurim. So again, that's what it says here. Elu she'enen mevian, the following people may not bring their produce. Hanoteil atoch shalo, if a person planted his vine on his own property, but then vehivrich lasoch shel yachid o shel rabim, if he propagates the vine from that root, from that main plant, into a yachid, a private domain, meaning his neighbor, o shel rabim, or to a public place, like a public, a road, a path, or something like that. V'chein amavrich metoch shel yachid o metoch shel rabim lasoch shelo. Same goes if one has a tree growing, let's say a grapevine, in a public space or in his neighbor's property, and then he is mavrich, he propagates a vine under the fence or whatever, under the ground, into his property, and the new tree grows over there. Since that new tree is growing but getting its nourishment from the old tree, which is not on his property, so then the fruits that grow even on the new tree in his property are ineligible to be brought as bikurim. Again, the words inside. V'chein, and the same applies, hamavrich metoch shel yachid, if one propagates a grapevine, let's say, from a private property, meaning his neighbor, o metoch shel rabim, or from the public thoroughfare beside his property, letoch shelo, into his property, ineligible. Hanotei letoch shelo, v'hivrich letoch shelo. Now, this third case is actually a machlokis. We'll see in a second. The case is that this person has, let's say there's a dirt path going down the middle of town, and that is a public thoroughfare, and he buys fields on either side, to the left and to the right, of that dirt path. And let's say he takes his grapevine growing on the left of the path, and he's mavrich a vine underneath the path to come up on the other side into his property on the right side of the path. So that means that the mommy's growing in his field on the left side, and the baby's growing in his field on the right side, and there is some underground roots that are happening beneath the road, which isn't obstructing the public, but it is certainly drawing nourishment from the public domain. So the Tanna Kamma, consistent with the Shita up to now, says, and that's not okay because at least part of the nourishment is coming not from his private property, and that's what it says. Hanotei latoch shalo, if one plants a tree in his own property, v'hivrich latoch shalo, and he propagates a vine from that grapevine onto his property on the other side of the road, v'derech hayachir v'derech haram be'emtza, but there's a private thoroughfare, or even a public thoroughfare, between the two, hare ze'eno mevi, he may not bring fruit, because, as I explained above, but there Rabbi Yehuda omer kazeh mevi, in such a scenario he may bring, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is entitled to draw benefit from the public domain as if it were his own, provided that he is not obstructing the public in any way. So if a person is trailing a vine underground beneath the road, that doesn't bother anybody. Therefore, he's in his right, and therefore a person is allowed to still bring produce that grew, drawing nourishment from beneath that road. So similarly, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, if a person wants to, you know, hide his wallet inside the, he'll dig a hole in the public path, he'll hide his wallet, and then he'll cover it up again or something like that. As long as the public can use the road as they always used it, and it's not bothering anybody, that is permitted, it's not called thievery or stealing or misappropriation, says Rabbi Yehuda. And similarly, in the case of our Mishnah here, that's not called, not admascha, not your property and your land, such that one couldn't bring fruit that grew in such a scenario. The halacha overfalls the Tanakama, that if one does propagate a vine through, even beneath the public thoroughfare, so then he may not bring bikurim from such a plant.